me! Somehow, overnight, it seemed I had turned from a hip, cool baby boomer into a Diane Arbus photograph. I looked at Janice for an encouraging word, for a hug, for an, "It's okay, Billy, you look great, it's an old mirror." All she did was glance down at my robe, which had opened up, and ask, "When did your pubic hair turn gray?" It's hard to believe. Not the part about the pubic hair, or that my package now looks like Einstein with Barry Scheck's nose. It's the part about how it's really happening, and fast. As a kid, I was always drawn to the dark side of things. I knew at a young age that no one gets out of this alive. But it seemed that I had time. Back in 1961, when I was 13, I would think, in 1978, I'll be 30. Great, so far away. Then when I was 30, I thought, in 1998, I'll be 50. So far away. Now that I'm 65, I think, in the year 2038, I'll be mostly dead. Or as Miracle Max and A Princess Bride would say, slightly alive. Now, there is some comfort in knowing that there are so many of us boomers in the same boat. The truth is, very soon, the entire country is pretty much going to smell the same from Los Angeles to Maine. We're all in this together and all having the same thought. I fucking hate this. There are 77 million of us in this age group, and with all of our diversity, we have one thing in common. Our parents were right. It all happened so fast. During the past year, I saw my dermatologist more than I saw my grandkids. Things started to grow on me where they shouldn't. My ass looks like the bottom of a boat. I don't shower anymore. I'm sandblasted twice a week. I'm always at the dermatologist. I'm like his own personal honey-baked ham. He's always picking at me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to bitch and moan. Well, wait, I am here to bitch and moan. But I'm here to answer the really fundamental questions of life. Where are we as baby boomers? Where are we going? Where have we been? Did anything we do really matter? If there's an afterlife, do they have digital cable? What's next for us? Do the Yankees have enough pitching? Why does God make everything small that should be big and everything big that should be small? Like my nuts. Why are they now huge? Every time I sit on the toilet, I make tea with my balls. Thank you, God. Put that in the Nazis on your greatest hits album. The whole idea of 65 is scary because I'm now closer to 70 than I am to 60. But to me, fear has always been a motivator. America's kids are plump and out of shape, but not me. Have you been to Disneyland lately? It's not a small world after all. It's a big, fat, sweaty, ass-crack world. I, on the other hand, eat organic food, I juice, I work out, and I take comfort in the fact that my 65 is not my grandparents' 65. When my grandfather was 65, he looked 80, and he smelled 90. Now, we all have a different image of what old is. And if you were exposed to senior citizens at a young age, as I was, and they told you, one day, you're gonna look like this. It can color your soul with terror. For me, old is my grandfather coming to visit us in his Bermuda shorts hiked up to his tits and wearing black socks and sandals. And when he would sit down, you could see what looked like a small dog in his pants surrounded by a bag of pears. Terrifying. Terrifying. So I never wanted to look like that, so I pushed myself. At 60, I could do the same things I could do at 30, if I could only remember what the hell those things were. At 65, things do change quickly. For one thing, your libido slows down. You don't kid yourself and look at 25-year-olds anymore. Actually, I do, but they're out of focus, and by the time I get my glasses on, they're gone. When you're 65, you're surprised by what now turns you on. You look at Dame Edna, and you think... You know what? Not that bad. At 65, when you go out to eat and tell the family that dinner is on you, you mean it literally. It's on your chin, it's on your shirt, it's on your pants. You're usually wearing more than you ate. At 65, you've already had 10 colonoscopies. My colon has been photographed more than the fucking Titanic. And it's horrible because we fear the colonoscopy. We're terrified of it. For me, I never enter a door.